Welcome back to Fostering Faith. I'm going to be your host, Tracy Foster. And in this episode, it has really just been part of something that's kind of been working in my brain. And so consistency, 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 consistency with a diet, consistency with working out, consistency showing up for your family, your friends, your job. I mean, consistency really is the key to success. I mean, if you want a business, you consistently have to work at it and improve. If you want your health, you have to consistently, choose the better foods. If you want bigger muscles, you have to consistently, lift weights and be stronger. If you want a better marriage, you have to consistently date your spouse. If you want, to be better in most things, you have to consistently show up. And so I think that we are a society of just half-hearted, kind of show up whenever you want to, hope for the best, it's going to be fine. And we're so inundated with trying to be perfect and have so many things in our lives that we cannot show up consistently for everything that is on our life. And so we have to, really prioritize what we really need to be consistent with. And so that's what brings me to this topic. And so welcome back to Fostering Faith. If you've not been here, I am Tracy. I'm your host. I am the mother of Gia, the wife of Derek, and just a person that is on fire for Jesus. I started back to school. I'm in seminary for a master's in theology and Bible study. And I just doing these podcasts just to deepen my faith, to show up consistently. And if you know me, I'm consistent. I'm consistent. I will constantly show up. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I say no to a lot of things because I want to be consistent on what the things that are important to me. And so the power of no to show up consistently for what is important. And that way I don't overbook myself. I don't, do things that I don't want to do. And I think that's greatly important. In the society that we live in, because we want to be busy and we want to do all the things, but it's the power of, no, I'm not doing that. That doesn't interest me. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be on that committee. I don't want to be on that board. I don't want to do that. No, thank you. And so those that are returning, welcome back home. And today we're going to be diving into a message, that's been on my heart, and it's, are we living a part-time Christian life? Are we living a full-time Christians? And it's not about being perfect, but it's about being consistent. So ask yourself, what happens after we leave church on Sunday? Do we clock out on Jesus? Like the shift's over, hey, we're done, I'm out, see you next Sunday. Or do we carry him into our Monday, our Tuesday, and every day after? And so this episode's going to be real, and we're going to be maybe convicting, but it's also going to be freeing all at the same time. So let's be honest, it's easy to dress up and go to church on Sunday, raise your hands, and even tithe in the bucket on Sunday. But what about Wednesday afternoon when your coworker ticks you off? What about Friday night when the pressure is on to go along with the crowd? A lot of us, if we're honest, treat Christianity like a part-time job. We're available when it fits into our schedule, but we clock off when life gets inconvenient. And James 1:22 says, do not merely listen to what the world, so it deceives ourselves. Do what it says. In other words, being a Christian is not about clocking in and clocking out. It's about transformation. And that's what they said in class the other day. They were like, seminary is not about grades. It's not about this. It's not about that. It's about a transformation that's going to happen to you while you walk with Jesus, while you sit with the Holy Spirit. It's about a transformation of your heart and your mind. And so I just think it's so important that if we consistently show up, we will be changed from the inside out. And so what does full-time Christianity look like? Now, contrast that with being a full-time Christian. What does it mean when you're preaching on stage every day? It doesn't mean that you are perfect. It means your faith is integrated into every part of your life. And so we have Colossians 3:17 that says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And that means whenever you're at work, whenever you're on the ball field, whenever you're talking to your spouse, whenever you're scrolling on your phone, you're still a Christian. You're still called to reflect Christ. And that's what I tell my kids all the time, is that you are a walking billboard for Christ, whether you're on the basketball court, whether you were on the football field, you're here in youth now. That doesn't leave. You don't get to take off that hat. And so here's the kicker. The world's watching. The youth in your home are watching, your teammates, your coworkers, your neighbors. They're looking for consistency, not perfection, but authenticity. Full-time faith that says, my relationship with Jesus doesn't end when the benediction is given on Sunday morning. And so for the youth that's listening, being a full-time Christian means standing up for what's right when your friends are gossiping, choosing to walk away from whenever temptation pulls, and daring to say, I follow Jesus, even if it costs me my popularity. And for the adults, it means leading with integrity at work, refusing not to cut corners, speaking kindness over criticism, prioritizing prayer at home, and not just in the pew. Think of it like a sports practice. If you only show up on game day and never practice during the week, you're going to get smoked on the court. Someone's going to break your ankles, for the kids out there. And the same with your faith. If you live and only do it on Sundays, you will crumble when life throws pressure your way because you've not trained. You've not been consistent. You don't know what's in the scriptures. Jesus doesn't call us to do part-time discipleship. In Luke 9:23, it says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily to follow me. The word daily, that's full-time Christianity. And so let's dive a little deeper. And you have Paul in Romans 12:1 that says, it calls us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. A sacrifice is not part-time. It doesn't come off the altar when things get hard. That's what makes this call super radical. Karl Barth once said that faith does not part shape the whole of life is no faith at all. Let's repeat that. So Karl Barth, a known theologian, and says that faith that does not shape the whole of your life is not faith at all. Tim Mackey from the Bible Project. And if you've not listened to the Bible Project, go read it. Go listen to it. It is great, great, great. If you're going to study a chapter or a book, go watch the videos first and let him explain it to you. And then go and read. And it just makes the whole book just come alive. And so Tim Mackey from the Bible Project explains it this way. The biblical word for faith is E-M-U-N-A-H, enuma. It is not an intellectually agreement, but a covenant of loyalty. This means that you're not nodding your head at a sermon. You're aligning your life to the God who saved you. Theologically, when we treat Christianity as a part-time, we reduce God to an accessory instead of the Lord of our life. But Jesus isn't interested in being an accessory. He's king. He is the king that rules every part of your life. And so how can we actually do this? How can we put this into practice every day? One, start your morning off with him. Before you check your phone, check in with God. Two, integrate prayer into your daily routine, not just before meals, but in the car, in the shower, in between classes, in between meetings, in every aspect of your day. I mean, just whenever anything goes good. I mean, whenever you hear something, instead of texting your friend, go to God with it. Three, live accountable. Find a brother or sister who is willing to check in with you and not just about church attendance, about your walk with Jesus. Four, guard your inputs. What you watch, what you listen to, what you scroll, it shapes your output. A full-time Christian filters everything because we have to guard our gates through the lenses of Christ. Five, embrace consistency over perfection. Don't give up whenever you fail. Repent, reset, and try it again. And that's full-time faith. And so let me leave you with this. Are you a part-time Christian? Are you a full-time Christian? When the music stops, when the sermon ends, when Monday morning chaos begins, are you still carrying Jesus with you? Or did you clock out Sunday at 11:30? Jesus gave his whole life for us. The least that we can do for him is give our whole life back, and not just out of obligation, but out of love. And so I would love to pray for you today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these listeners. Thank you so much for this day. I pray today that we will choose you, that we choose to live a full-time life, a life of sacrifice, everyday disciples, because whenever we do, the world won't hear the gospel on Sunday. They'll see you all week long. Thank you for consistency. Thank you that you always show up for us and that we will always show up for you. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today on Fostering Faith. If this encourages you, share it with a friend. And remember, faith isn't just part-time. It's a lifestyle. And so we love you guys. Have an amazing week.